darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Now I'm just doing my job over here, make sure everything's recording all night and live.
Do you?
The doctor.
Now he's doing his job.
Because I take this seriously. I don't know about you.
Oh, my God.
But that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy to do this darkness episode.
Cody, what was his words that he told us? In confidence, though, told us. I'm just going to put more time to the site and what we do, whatever. And then a fucking hour later, motherfucker don't send no reviews over another. And then it's Tuesday now. It's damn near the end of Tuesday. Especially over his time, it's damn near over. It's about to be Wednesday, bro. What the fuck are these reviews? what are you taking serious? That's what I want to know. CJ, why you just didn't send them to me?
Could you answer, please? Damn.
Should have just sent it to you, yes. Yes, you're right.
Man, it's a goddamn shame, man, I swear.
Jesus Christ. The mystery of CJ, everybody. The mystery of CJ.
Every fucking week.
Mystery, I swear. He is a titan. Something we'll never understand. He really fucking is. He is just something you understand. Whatever shit. He just the more you know. That's reading rainbow. The more you know. Sometimes I just put my hand over my mouth and just shake my head and look at it. See, it's just like, man, you was up there on the level of Transformers 4 fucking with me right now.
Yeah, he's about right there. Yeah. He might surpass it by the end of this week. I don't know.
You know what? He might. You know what, guys? I forgot to press the record button. If you do that, then you surpass Transformers 4.
Now, I don't need any more ammo from you guys. I don't need to give y'all any more ammo.
Man, so. You've been fucking just going. Handing the ammo over to
an easy picking, CJ.
I know sometimes I give y'all a artillery of stuff, but, you know, I don't want to give y'all the good stuff.
Good stuff.
You know, I don't even know why we call it the darkness mode. We just call it the CJ.
No.
Hand us the ammo so easily.
Yeah, let's change the name. Might as well.
Exactly. You hand us the ammo so easily that, you know what? Yeah, every week is almost about some shit now about what you can do now. Damn, dude.
Oh.
Get it together, CJ. Shit, man. Fuck.
By the way, happy Canadian Day to all our Canadian listeners out there.
Cody, what the fuck is he talking about?
Today is a Canadian Day.
Yeah, change the subject.
Change the subject. That's how
he avoids
answering us. He just changed the fucking subject. Yeah.
Two shits about Canada.
Don't give a shit. Yeah, exactly. He don't give two shits about what we talking about right now. Damn, people. Welcome to the darkness, everybody. Goddamn, nigga.
Yes. Welcome to another bullshit session.
Oh, my God, Cody. I can't do no more. Transformer 4 already banned me from movies. Yeah, he's going to ban me from people. Shit. Fucking around with this nigga all day.
Oh, man, it is.
The audacity to sit up here and talk about, I don't like Cat Williams because he gets on drunk and on stage and he don't do his job, whatever. It's like, I know someone just like that. The only difference is this nigga ain't drunk.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Completely sober. You and your fucking 6-minute reviews and shit. I would love to show people this link, but the nigga ain't sent me the review yet to post.
Oh, that shit's going up. Oh, that has to go up. No, fuck that. You ain't witnessing this shit.
That's probably why that nigga didn't send us the review, Cody. Shit. I sent a message out. I was like, see, what do you do with them reviews? Or that nigga don't reply shit back.
Nope.
And I tell Cody, I was like, this nigga ain't sent nobody no reviews yet, or whatever, shit like that. It's damn near about, it's Tuesday morning now. Where the fuck is he at? But then all of a sudden I say, oh, you know what, meeting ended early. Let's go ahead and do this right now, whatever. This nigga, the first one to reply back, oh, hell yeah, boss. Hell yeah. I probably wanted to write this nigga, nigga, where the fuck was you at? Oh, man. Talk about not giving a fuck. CJ will reply to you whenever the fuck he feels so convenient to reply to you.
Like I said, nobody else's time but his time.
Oh, no, guy. You know that's
okay,
not
all. Bullshit.
Come on, man. Come on, man. How many podcasts have we done now? We're talking some shit about you being fucking up on time, huh?
Exactly. I like why he's so quiet right now, because that nigga's sending me the reviews right now. That's what he's doing. Nigga sent me fucking three reviews. Wait a minute, why is it three?
I have no idea.
Cody, how many did we do on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure we did two.
Why is it three?
Unless he recorded us talking shit about him, he said that too. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Man, this nigga always, every show, man, I don't know where to start pick up from with this nigga. What do we talk about here? Whatever, CJ, why don't you just email them to Wayne?
I just don't email them because I never got that website where you can email more than like 500 megabytes to somebody.
It's called Google.
Yeah, Google put a restriction on me.
What? Okay.
Like every time I want to like email anything through Google, they won't allow me.
Cody, do you hear this?
I'm not too familiar with emailing through Google, so I can't really comment on that.
I'm telling you, like the only email site that really works is Big Fish. Or
I'm trying to wonder why is your email have restrictions in the first place? That's why I asked you. Cody, do you hear this?
I was wondering why we're having this conversation in the first place. Anyway, we recorded this shit 2.5 days ago at this point.
The motherfuckers should be already up already by now. God damn, dude. I never figured out how to work an email address right now.
That's not true.
Is that the excuse we're really going with right now? Is that what we're going with right now? I never worked out an email. Oh, okay, I thought I'd get you. Oh, God.
Anyway, well, I'm glad we got our business out the way.
Our business.
Yeah. Cody, was you here on Sunday?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I was there.
Yeah. P1, let me ask you a question, whatever. Was you here on Sunday? I was here for fucking all day, every day, whatever. CJ.
Yes.
Same question.
Now, when you mean here, do you mean physically or spiritually? Because okay. I'm
Cody,
always
so
here for
the
you.
First topic, huh?
Spiritually.
Yeah, physically when your ass don't fucking reply to fucking messages and shit.
Oh, goddamn, CJ.
Goddamn, CJ. People, welcome to the fucking darkness. Goddamn, it's already dark in this bitch. Jesus Christ. Ew. Fuck you, CJ. This is supposed to be the smoothest weekend ever or whatever that we just had. It's one of the busiest weekends me and Cody both had, but the smoothest because we had it all planned out scheduled fine. CJ comes and tells us some shit that we don't know until the fucking day it happens or whatever shit. We can't do it till later this day because I got to do this today. Why you didn't tell us that yesterday?
I don't even know what you thought. See, look, Sunday, I was at work.
Why you didn't tell us that?
I didn't tell you I was at work.
You tell us till that day.
I said I had to work that day.
You didn't tell us till Sunday. You didn't tell us.
First, Cody was like at 3 o'clock my time.
I said 3:30.
So I had to go and like find a calculator and the time and the Google Maps to try to decipher what time that really was.
Oh, come on. You know,
because we are on two separate sides of the planet right now.
Oh, my God.
Cody, did you not say on Friday that CJ was 3 hours ahead of us?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Plenty of times in the past. Do this already. You live in Ohio.
Time travel.
We live in California. 3 hours.
Do I have a DeLorean in the back?
What is crazy?
Do I have a DeLorean? Cody, I do not.
Cody, what time did you get to my place?
It's like one.
It was right on the dot too. Like if anything, it was me being late going down to the gate to let Cody in or whatever and shit like that. Whatever. Like 1:05. I tell him we better text CJ and let him know what time he gonna be ready. What was the first message he replied? Not gonna be able to be to this time. I gotta be at work with him. We look at him like, that'd have been nice to know that now, because we could have picked a different day then.
God damn it, man. I feel so defeated right now.
Yeah, you know what? Dark is over. Good night.
I don't know if I had the strength to go on. Y'all got to carry the show without me. I can't do it.
I beat it like a motherfucker. I'm just like, I mean, I ain't felt this way since leaving our Transformers floor. Shit. I didn't think a person could do this to someone. Jesus Christ. Your CP time is just fucking up me and Cody's brain up right now. Shit. I thought I was a bougie nigga on this show. Damn, shit. I'm out of breath just stressing this out to CJ. I don't think he gets it, Cody.
No, he doesn't.
I seriously just don't think he gets it.
No, he gets it. He's going to keep pulling some bullshit out of his ass. Oh, I need a calculator and I need
DeLorean. Why do you need DeLorean? 3 hours. Cody, how many smartphones have an app already installed on them that has a world map on them?
This motherfucker works at Verizon.
There's a world map in the fucking store. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Why do I feel like crying in a corner right now? Jeez.
Okay, let's get on with the show, because goddamn.
Figuring out CJ logic is just going to hurt us even more, whatever it says.
We ain't going to get nowhere.
You know that, Cody, when a person is not even on the fucking show, a.k.a. my girlfriend, she just sits there and shakes her head and be like, I can't trust CJ. It's bad, you know.
Don't let that woman break. Come between us.
Where the fuck you coming between us?
Don't you do it, brother.
She's right, though.
No, she's not, man. That's what she wants you to believe. You know, she's been planning this from the get-go. She's been in your ear.
Cody, I think she's been on time more than he has, right?
She didn't even record nothing. That's the bad part.
We don't even have to tell her about food or something like that. And she refills our podcasting needs and shit. She's actually been more reliable than CJ. God damn. One more thing, Cody. You remember when he told us? Didn't you have something going on in July? Hey, Cody, you remember, because I didn't have the, I had the door open and the microphone was plugged up, so he was on full blast speakers, and what did you hear upstairs? You just heard my girlfriend laughing upstairs. Like, so I was like, even she knows you scheduled this. Come on, man. Come on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The funny thing is about the people is CJ say it with such confidence too, like it's never a, now maybe I've forgotten or anything like that. He'd be like, no. He's just like, hey, I know you got something going on, because you remember you told, it's like, nigga, you pushed you God damn, CJ really is a stereotype of CP time.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Oh, well, welcome to niggerdom, CJ. You deadbeat daddy, you. Anyway.
Not even true. Not even true. What you think, you?
Oh, Cody, man.
Okay, I'll be ready to move on now.
Man, oh, Jesus Christ. How was y'all weekend, by the way?
Oh, man. The weekend was great, man.
I bet it was for you, man.
just recording with you guys and having a good time. So.
Just recording. Okay.
Yeah. I ain't never gonna let this shit go.
What about you, B1? How was your
weekend? I'm trying.
I try to, but this nigga comes in here with the even like he says, just having a good time recording with you guys. He even says it with a little smirk and shit like, yeah, like fuck you guys. Does not give a two shits about how we.
I really don't, but enlighten the audience.
Wow.
Cody, how was your weekend, man?
Oh, it would have been good.
How was your Monday and Tuesday, I should say?
Hey, weekend, motherfucker. We ain't talking about Monday and Tuesday. My Tuesday's fucked up now because
Monday and Tuesday is horrible because Cody wanted to listen to a fucking review just like P1 did, who has to post a goddamn thing on a Monday.
Oh, God.
You know what I did in the time that we was waiting for you, Cody? I edited me and Cody's show. And got that posted up already.
Well, good. Good, man. I'm glad you're so productive, too. That's why you're number one. You're the phenomenal one.
You know that.
Trying to keep up to me. You see this shit? It's not going to work, nigga. You should know something about my ego. I don't need other people to tell me. I'm phenomenal. All I need to know is I know it. Oh, my God. Cody, how was your Saturday and Sunday weekend?
Man. Saturday was okay. I had to sit through that 3-hour fuck fest. And,
Jesus Christ. I got you Sunday on Saturday. Yeah. Thinking that DJ's ass.
Exactly.
I swear, people, go listen to that Darkness in the Ass. Cody says something particular about Transformers 4. CJ replies to it with answer as if you would think he saw that movie. So I remember my first initial reaction was when he said that, I was just like, how does CJ know that? Oh, he must have saw the movie already. Okay, well, yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if I really did see the movie and I just kind of left y'all hanging?
Oh, fuck you.
Of all the babies. That would have been funny.
That would have been fun. You fired, didn't it? You fucking fired. Oh, my God.
Damn, CJ.
God damn, this nigga. Other than sitting through that fuck fest, Cody, everything was good?
No, it was cool. Went by to hung out in downtown LA for a little bit on Friday, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, and then I finished the weekend off, hanging out at your house, recording all day. So it ended okay, I guess. I ain't gonna even mention it now. CJ, fucking piece of shit. Anyway,
let me just say this: recording went good. The aftermath of recording went bad.
Yeah, let me say that. But how was your weekend, my friend?
Man, I spent the weekend just recording all day. Saturday had 3, Sunday had like supposed to be 5, but I had to get a new link for our screener and shit like that, and we pretty much just sat down here and pigged out and podcast all day.
Yep.
And drink.
Yep.
We had a I like how we had our backup here. We had the cranberry and the water just sitting there, whatever.
Exactly.
And in case we ran out, I had the bottle of wine sitting in the back right there, whatever, just in case so we didn't have to get up and shit.
Yeah.
Girlfriend made us it's supposed to be just hot links on the grill, but then fucking shish kebabs got invited in and shit, and some French fries and all kinds of food and shit like that, whatever. And I was looking at them goddamn shish, man, that white chicken. Mm.
Yeah, that was a delicious.
That was a fucking delicious, dude. Sadly, I don't remember where I bought those at neither, though. I think it was at one of his those wine stores and shit that sells like the nuts and grains and shit, like supposed to be have the whole food meat and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, because that white, that goddamn, that chicken on that shish kebab was fucking delicious. I had that taste in my mouth all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, was excited, because we had a lot to put up. We had a lot, And Monday, I was just sitting there waiting, chopping at the bits to put out. I was like, man, I got all this content here or whatever. Then it's 9 o'clock at night, and I'm realizing, you know, I ain't get a goddamn thing yet. What the fuck going on or whatever? Shit. So Tuesday, I just couldn't wait after I got done talking to Cody. I couldn't wait to get on the darkness to give you shit, CJ.
Exactly. I was hoping we can give the Supreme Court some shit, but, I mean, I guess we pick our battles.
You're part of the Supreme Court right now, Nick.
You know, I could be Clarence Thompson. I could totally do that.
You could be every nigga that's up in there, motherfucker. Right,
there's only one nigga that's up in there.
Shit. Oh, and had a good time recording with all you guys, Luke and Wayne especially.
Oh, yeah. I had a blast doing that.
Yeah, that was a fun fucking time. Whatever. Fucking Luke and Wayne would not give up on. They gave you more. Hey, they gave you more shit on that opening than we did. Luke just so calmly comes in, whatever. What's your daughter's name, man?
What's her last name?
I know, man. This meme is taking off. I'm like, God damn.
Fucking Wayne opens up his show. Why the fuck was you? Like, that first 15 minutes, like, I hear Wade in the background just saying, P-Well, you better kick this shit. He said that shit three times.
Yeah, right. And
I'm with Cody. I was just back there laughing my ass off. I was just like, all right. I said, this was the worst idea ever of just having a topic for this show because we ain't never going to get to this motherfucker.
I know. We should do that like once a month or something. I don't know.
I remember Cody had asked a question, how you feel about something, and then Luke just said, oh, I thought you was going to ask how you feel about Batman vs. Superman. I was like, where the fuck is that?
Not even in the same universe.
That was a good time, definitely, though. I had a lot of fun then. Listening to it, too, just hearing Cody talk about, Cody and you talk about Transformers 2 and CJ, I mean, Wayne and Luke shit on Transformers 3, and I was just realizing, I'm in the middle. I hate both of them the same. I hate them all the same, actually.
Like, do you hate diarrhea, or do you hate shit? You know,
yeah, pretty much.
It's like saying I had a bad bowel movement instead of diarrhea, you know? At the end of the day, it's still going to be shit.
Still going to flush it.
Yep.
It had me thinking when we did this show. I was just like, how many fucking racist robots is in these movies? Like, total.
Not even only the robots. You got the fucking human characters, too, that are fucking stereotyped.
But the robots,
I'm glad Bumblebee.
I think you can count how many more than your fingers have of the roast racist robots.
I'm glad Bumblebee killed Bernie Mac. That's all. And that brother. They had that brother all. How you doing? How you doing? I'm Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey put a hit on Bernie Mac.
Oh, he ain't no better than what's his name? Fucking Anthony Anderson.
or better than the loud black chick in the beginning of this the latest one. Remember that?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh yeah. Oh fuck me, dude.
I was like, God, Michael Bay.
But it don't get no worse. It never gets no worse than the Mr. Franchise himself, Tyrese, all three movies.
Oh, God.
We shed blood, sweat, and precious metal with these motherfuckers. What the fuck? Who wrote that? Who the fuck wrote that? I could not believe my eyes when me and Cody did this week's episode or whatever, that it made specifically $100 million on the dot or whatever. Not over, just right on the dot. Until I found that fucking article. I was like, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah, man, when I read that, I was like, wow, really, Paramount, y'all? Y'all some arrogant motherfuckers, man.
Because they came out, I remember reading an article in the LA Times or whatever, when I was looking at the paper and shit, that was saying that Transformers 4 has the most potential of making this 100, straight even 100 million worldwide, I mean 100 million domestically and shit. So when I saw the box office numbers that Sunday when we did it, I was just looking like, that's too big of a coincidence right there. I was like, that part of me can believe a little bit of it, but I don't believe that goddamn much and right on the dot or whatever. Not even 101, just strictly 100 million. And sure enough,
100.
That next night, Monday night, articles going up. Paramount then fuck people over.
And how so? How do they do that again?
Oh, okay. You didn't read the article I sent to everyone or whatever shit?
Mm-mm.
Of course not.
No, I didn't get no damn article. But go ahead.
He kind of, never mind. Just
all right, you know. Wayne, what? Luke, CJ, and Cody. Everybody had the fucking article. There's an article stating that Paramount, who's in still denial of it, is saying, no, that's what we made, all right, is saying that they made up those numbers just to give the movie more hype of being the biggest, highest grossing opening of not only the summer, but the year, personally.
What?
So their numbers, they were saying, may have ranged into between 93 to 96 million.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying that Paramount might have just thrown it up to 100, just a little bit up there. Probably even threw in their own money to push it up to $100 million that weekend or whatever. Which, by the way, skeptical as P1. I swear, man, I was looking at it. I was like, that just can't be. That's like a chick telling you, what if we have twins 9 months before she even gets pregnant and shit like that. Then next, you know, a week later, she tells me, guess what? CJ, I'm pregnant with twins. Like, okay, that's a little
too, bullshit.
That's a little too goddamn coincidental right there. Now, come on now. So, how do you guys feel about Paramount deceiving the audience like that?
I mean, what? Go ahead. Hold
on. I'm just saying, like, what's the point? I mean, like, you know, it's going to make money, even if it was 93 to what 96 is what actually
still
was
impressive.
It's still good. It's still great. It's still a fantastic opening. So I don't know why they're trying to overcompensate for not having a $100 million opening in all actuality. I don't understand it.
Well, there's some guy in a suit from Paramount that just, like, went to some random theater, threw, like, $4 million at a movie theater and walked away.
That's the thing. When they confronted Paramount about that, they had about, like, three there was an accounting that worked at Paramount that said those numbers were lie. And I bet his ass is fired right now.
Yeah, of course he is.
Because they went to – when the papers found out, when he told people that – papers went up to Paramount and was talking to three execs and was just like, so why is your accountant, the one that handled the funds on this, saying you guys didn't earn this much money or whatever? And they're just like, whatever. We made that amount. And it says Paramount keeps denying the fact that none of that is real. Don't worry. They made $100 million. So they're just going along saying that they made that $100 million. So now nobody really knows how much that movie made.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously, because looking right now, Box Office Mojo, they made about $110
million.
Mm-hmm. So they probably didn't make that $100 million over the three-day weekend, but they were going to make it anyway. It was no point to lie.
They would have made it by the end of Monday. I'm actually, you know what? They would have made it by the end of Sunday. Say that.
I mean, if anything, you could have rounded up if you're like at 99. You might as well just give them the other million.
Besides, yeah, they would have fit in perfectly with the month of May with Godzilla, Spider-Man, and fucking X-Men, and even Captain America opening up in that time, that gap right there or whatever. It might have did better than all of them and right under Captain America, for all you know.
Right.
Well, isn't Transformers Extinction is like the only summer or the only movie this year that grossed $100 million in 3 days?
Supposedly.
I know, right?
We don't know that now. So we don't know that now.
How many millions were the other movies?
The highest grossing film of the year and summer, I mean, well, the year in general, was Captain America. Transformers supposedly just beat that now with its opening. Well, not beat it as the highest grossing of the year, but the highest opening. So I think the highest of the summer was X-Men. Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
No, Spider-Man X-Men opened up more than X-Men did.
Oh, you mean opened up?
Yeah. So Spider-Man had the highest opening of the summer. But X-Men, I think, had the because Godzilla didn't get nowhere near it. So X-Men had the highest grossing of the summer so far. But then,
no. Right.
You know what? I'll take it back. I'm looking at it right now. Godzilla
mm-hmm.
is the highest opening. It was $93 million, and then Spider-Man with
$92 million. Oh, okay.
Days of Future Past of $90 million.
Okay, well then, somewhere around that shit.
That's like a $7 million lie that they had to. I mean, they would have hit it. They were still number one.
Yeah,
that point. That was just a marketing gimmick as far as trying to get people hyped up. I think it's the highest grossing film. Like they're just trying to have a trophy under there, but they ain't nothing but an Xbox or a PlayStation right now trying to grab that achievement.
Right.
You know, so.
The number one movie with a lizard.
Right.
yeah, this summer, Godzilla. You're like, yes, yes, the only movie we'll fucking listen
to. And to be honest, it really didn't make a difference, because like you and Cody just said, whatever, it would have just hit that on a Monday morning, if I'm not mistaken. So it literally, it wouldn't have made a goddamn difference, regardless.
It wouldn't have.
Especially when you made $200 million overseas as well.
Yeah. Right.
Where you did most of your marketing at in the first fucking place, so...
Transformers continue to fuck with us, I swear.
They always try to put something in disguise.
Yep.
Man.
There's no reason for that to be in disguise, neither.
No, it's really not, man. It's not. They know this shit is going to be successful, man. Like, all the other ones were successful. What did the other ones open up at? I'm curious now.
They were in the 93 million, if I'm not mistaken. I think the last one was 94. I know we were trying to look at it on Sunday when we were doing the show or whatever.
I just swore one of those opened up at 100 million at one point.
Or it might be the last one. I think the last one was the highest grossing out of all of them.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I think that one had 98.
Revenge of the Falling actually opened with 108 million.
Okay.
Dark of the Moon opened with 97 million.
Okay.
The original Transformers movie, well, not original, but the first Michael Bay, was 70 million.
Right.
And then Age of Extinction with it, quote unquote, 100 million. Now the Transformers, the movie, the cartoon, opened with $1,779.
Oh, that movie's bad anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. People always talk about that cartoon movie. They're like, no, you only watch it for the opening, and you watch it for that, like, you got the touch.
Yeah, that's all nostalgia.
It's on Netflix, people. Like, a part of me was just like, I haven't seen this in a while, and I watched it on Netflix, and I was looking at it, I was like, I'm glad I never said anything in defending this thing. I was like, wow, this shit looks cheap. The one thing I can give, like I said when we did it with Luke and Wayne, Darkness in the Ass, or the one thing I can give that movie credit is, it's cheesy as fuck, but it knows it's cheesy as hell. The thing with Michael Bay Transformers is, you hear them say lines, and they're cheesy and bad as shit, but they think they're so goddamn clever at saying
it.
Yeah.
Like that scene where they said Transformia, then Stanley Tucci said it's Patton, don't take it or whatever. I'm just looking at him like, don't nobody want that shit anyway, man. Come on, come on, man.
Winking at the register, winking and stuff.
Like, he seriously trying to sit up here and sell that shit to us? Like, oh my god, like 16%, man, that's generous.
Yeah, that really is. It actually is.
That movie, I'm not going to the theaters this weekend. So I'm not seeing shit because of that movie. I don't give a fuck neither.
Those monkeys going to be hanging out there. They're like, stupid robots.
The thing is, people are like saying, because we I got a question on Twitter. They were saying, like, what film of the summer do you think can top Transformers? And I was just like, I looked up July and August. Ain't a goddamn thing coming out. And if there is something that can top it, there's two things, which I don't even think they're going to even touch nowhere near.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which I bet only brings in 50 million.
Yeah.
Somewhere around the 50 to 60 million. I bet that doesn't bring anything in or whatever at that most. Which, not to say that's not anything. That's a lot. But I don't know the budget on that movie. I'm pretty sure it might be a lot with the older. And Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy is the only one that I have. I have more hope in maybe coming up as close as Transformers, but no.
It'll probably bring in 70 to 80 million in its opening.
Definitely 80. I think definitely 80.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's going to hit nowhere near the 90 millions or whatever. And then, unless, I don't know, it is in the right time frame, let's say that, because between July of Transformers all the way to where that comes out, Guardians of the Galaxy, ain't a goddamn thing coming out. So it might have some lasting power as far as staying at number one in the box office, because after Guardians of the Galaxy come out, there ain't a goddamn thing coming out in August.
Yeah.
Except for Step Up, All In.
Oh, no.
So Guardians might actually last a little bit longer, but it ain't going to hit 100 open on its opening weekend. But I believe it will stay in that top five. So I think Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Guardians of the Galaxy has a big chance of staying at number one for like at least more than 3 weeks at the most.
Yeah. Are you sure Earth to Echo isn't going to, you know, knock out one of these?
Nah, Earth to Echo ain't going to do that because Tammy going to do that. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Tammy, man. She's a big hit.
Shit, that's real another big Transformers movie for your ass right there. Shit.
Oh, no, wait, wait, wait. That's got to knock it out. Remember, didn't the school dance come out this week?
Oh, Jesus.
That's going to be the one, right? Right?
Nah, Step Up All In is going to be the one.
No, 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 no. The Purge. The Purge.
Oh, shit. I'm going down a downhill slope right now. Goddamn.
Yeah, we really are. I'm naming some of the worst movies of the fucking summer right now. Well, Transformers, you picked it up for us.
It may just sit there. Optimus may just sit on that dinosaur for a bunch of weeks until Guardians.
You got this
out
week at least.
I was gonna say, CJ, you can't say shit because you didn't see the fucking movie. So,
I saw something.
You don't know our fucking pain, all right? So,
really don't.
I actually enjoyed it more because you guys had suffered through it.
I'm sure you did.
You fucking bitch, you.
I had to go back and watch that movie after hearing you guys suffering. I'm like, oh Lord.
Man, me and Cody was all over the fucking place with that plot because it was like, man, what?
How can we? I talked about going from here to Japan, from some Chinese guy fighting and then picking up a sword, controlling robots,
Jesus,
dinosaurs.
Christ,
you have no idea, CJ.
Oh, I'm saying.
You know what? I will say this. I'm glad that Transformers came out, a sci-fi, well, supposedly sci-fi action film. I'm glad that came out because you know it comes out on Blu-ray? Fucking The Raid 2.
Hell, yes.
I would like you to take your dollars and show them where it really matters and dominate the Blu-ray sales compared to Transformers ticket sales or whatever. If you have any fucking brains, you will do that for The Darkness, P1, and Cody. I would say CJ, but that nigga didn't see the shit, so.
I didn't see Raid 2.
I ain't talking about Raid 2. I'm talking about fucking Transformers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw half.
I highly doubt you even saw the Raid 2. You probably fell asleep in it, didn't you?
I did see the Raid 2. Well, you know what?
I watched the first Raid. Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep on the first time I saw the Raid 2, but I went back and I saw it again in the theater. I was the only one in the theater.
He did tell us that. I remember he was like, I fell asleep on it because I saw it at midnight. And he was looking at you like, Nick, what? Okay.
I didn't see that midnight. I just woke up and I'm like, isn't that the same Asian guy? And then I thought I was being racist. But then I saw
it.
I'm just saying, anyway, it was late.
I don't give a fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. Cody, what time did we go see it? Like 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
We got out like at 1 a.m., maybe one after 1.
Y'all live in a different time zone, so that doesn't mean
what the
That is the most astounding movie. Man.
It's still the amount of same time. Shit, what the hell? What time zone got anything fucking to do with it? Shit.
That
show must have seen it at midnight. Knowing damn well you don't stay up late.
That's the only time they had the showings, but.
Yeah, that's your fault for living in the fucking redneck ass. Getting on down in Ohio.
It has some civilization out here.
Ain't got no fucking civilization out there. Ain't nothing but rednecks and niggas. Yeah, y'all got so much culture out there. Yeah, I'm sure. I remember when me and Lena went out there to Ohio and shit. We went to this Asian sushi restaurant, and there was a fucking Japanese guy working there that talked just like Ken Watanabe did in fucking Transformers.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know if that nigga was a stereotype or not, so I was going along with him and was like, oh, the lemonade is so delicious. Anyway, Cody, we got any topics now or there?
Yeah, speaking of giant robots and some bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but a little
Big Hero 5.
What happened?
Big Hero. That's what you're going to talk about?
I wish we were.
Oh, damn. Something good, maybe.
Something else big. Oh. Yes, folks. Pacific Rim 2.
I knew you were going to stop that. I say Big Hero, please.
For April 7th, 2017 release. Guillermo del Toro, this report comes from Variety, says Guillermo del Toro has committed to making a sequel to Pacific Rim with Universal, scheduling to the date I just previously said. Zach Penn will write the script with del Toro, with Thomas Tolle and John Jasny once again will produce alongside del Toro, Mary Patton, and Gillian Sher executive produce. And of course, it will be released in 3D and IMAX.
I try to ask somebody, what do you think is better, Pacific Rim or Godzilla? You can't compare the two. Literally, the two can't be compared. I'm like, really?
Okay, Del Toro goes on to say, the characters I love, not the people, he says the characters I love, will return.
Oh, they killed everybody.
Make them, Gottlieb, and who knows, maybe even Hannibal Chow.
Oh, my God.
Them in fresh territory that will display amazing sights and battles. The first film set the stage, and now we're ready to have a blast. I'm sorry to offend you people that are fans of this movie, but come on. That movie was some bullshit. I'm sorry.
We about to have another. It ain't even a shocker no more. One. I get it a low string. It's a fuck it. I hate it. Fuck it. It's a mighty old fuck it. It's a mighty triple O fuck it.
I want to present to you guys. What is with these movies with giant robots and giant monsters, or both of them in the same damn movie? Why can't you write it?
I thought you were going to say, what is with these things with giant robots and not making any goddamn sense? What is this?
Yeah. It's a shame. You can look at a Power Rangers episode and they have more sense.
Yeah.
They made a movie about a motherfucking monkey and made more goddamn sense.
Thank you.
I swear to God, if Guardians of the Galaxy is the best movie of the fucking summer, I swear to God, I'm gonna be like, they made a movie about a fucking raccoon in a tree. It fucking worked. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Now, the question is, like I said, I'll pose it to you guys. Uh-huh. What is better between Godzilla or Pacific Rim?
They're on the same. That's like asking what's better, Transformers 3 or 4. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I stick highly with my fucking on Godzilla, because Godzilla had to be that was a piece of shit when you really get down to it. It really was. Even that little redeeming factor of Bryan Cranston being good, had that been an ending, maybe it would leave more of an impact. But since it's the first fucking 15 minutes,
yep,
and then you go on for another 2 hours and 15 minutes, you've already lost my attention span.
Yeah, both those movies have the same fucking problem.
Really?
They have the human element is fucking horrid. The lead just fucking has like no charisma whatsoever. And then when you get to the actual fighting, it only lasts like 10 seconds. So it's like, why? What's the point?
Do you remember what Lehu told me in the Pacific Rim review? He actually felt something for the Chinese robots and the Chinese people in the Pacific Rim. I was like,
what?
Jesus Christ.
And they was in scream for fucking two.
Oh, they just went out there to get killed.
Man, they just played basketball. And then him and some other people that told me about it, because there were people trying to bag him up on it, whatever, telling me about it. They was like, oh, you just didn't see P1. That was part of the Chinese people was part of their plan, because they were their strongest force. And I looked at them and was like, they got their ass handed to them as soon as they landed. I don't feel a goddamn thing for nobody. Pacific Rim was undoubtedly the stupidest fucking movie of that summer, probably. If not, the biggest budget, stupidest film of that summer. So.
Of last year, really. It came out last year.
Yeah, it really did. It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And then people talking about, oh, those robot fights were so cool. Which one? It was only three of them.
Yeah.
A 2 hour and 15 minute, and there was three of them. And the first two was only like a couple of seconds and shit, and you get glimpses of shit. And then the last one just drugged out. But then you see them do the dumbest shit, like, oh, we're dying, we're in space or whatever. By the way, if they were that high in altitude, they should have been like Iron Man suit and froze over and shit like that. I guess they took that logic out of the movie or whatever.
They went to another dimension.
Okay, don't even get me started on that shit. It went to another fucking dimension or whatever, okay?
And then that acting was so terrible. Oh, the one where like, oh, I like him, but I don't like him. Oh, I want to be
Charlie Hunnam?
Charlie Hunnam.
That dude was like that dude from Tron Legacy. He sucked the life out of that movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what he reminds me of.
He just, and then there was no female characters except that one Asian chick, and they made her a buffoon.
Hey, she was this.
Like, she seriously was a crybaby. Like, there's a scene where they're doing a training mode, and she fucks up, and yet they still put her in the robot as our last hope. I'm like, there's 1,000 soldiers here. What the f-?
Thank you. Makes no goddamn sense.
But they're in love. We're in love, Daddy. That's why we can fight the
battle. Oh, God.
We're just continuing the Jaeger program and putting up a wall. What the fuck?
That's what I didn't get. I didn't understand. I'm like, you can make gun. If you can make a robot that can damage these things, why can't you? Why? What good a wall would do?
No. CJ, you hit the nail. If you can make a robot that is telepathically connected to your mind, damn the robot shooting missiles and shit. Because we can probably do that now or whatever. Damn, but the motherfucker is telepathically connected to you. Shit. So, we have all that time and that science to build some shit like that.
It'll be a wall.
Yeah, we can't understand where the fuck this portal, how this portal works and shit. Okay, that's some bullshit now.
We're not attacking Titan. Where they can't help but to build a wall. That's all they could do.
I swear, that movie was made for fanboys and people that just like anime and just want to see a robot on the fucking screen.
Yeah.
It really was.
The only redeeming scene in that whole movie when they had the little screaming Asian girl. It's like they kidnapped a real little Asian girl and had her run roaming the streets. Mm-hmm. Like they kidnapped her from some Asian buffet and had her walking. I would laugh my ass.
And I was bored. I was just like, it's nighttime all the time. These robots. I was like, these monsters only seem to come out at nighttime. What's up with that shit? Cause, and everybody talking about Pacific Rim should have won an Oscar for special effects.
What?
It was like there's so much detail on those robots and monsters. I was like, you couldn't see a goddamn thing.
Everything was at night.
Jesus Christ, man! Shit. This seriously.
People are in denial, man. They are in so much denial.
This seriously was some fanboy shit for your ass when this movie came out. I was just like, it should win an Oscar for get the fuck out of here or whatever shit. Lone Ranger had better moments than this fucking movie did.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. Ooh, damn.
Action was 20 times fucking better than what it was in this fucking movie. Why the fuck was they doing martial arts? You were controlling a goddamn robot. That robot ain't gonna be flipping. Fuck this movie. I thought this shit only made $100 million. How the fuck is it getting a sequel?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Everybody was wondering, like, well, all the fans were like, oh, man, I don't know if we're gonna get a sequel. It didn't make a whole lot of money. And sure enough, shit got greenlit. So.
Probably just Guillermo del Toro talking out of his ass like he usually does.
I don't know, man. The company, if they made him sign a piece of paper to tell him to get his butt to work. Because that's all the other company, they never got him to sign anything.
Oh, yeah, all those abandoned projects he has.
Yeah. He's like the CJ of
he really is.
You better have him sign a piece of paper.
Damn. I like how CJ, though, is an anime fan and will even defend that this movie was shit.
I mean, look, man, I knew it was just goofy. It was goofy. I wasn't trying to take it serious. People were taking it really serious.
Was it really goofy, though? Because I don't even remember it. It looked like it was trying to be serious. Cody,
Look, then again, they had those stupid-ass cartoonish fucking other characters that Charlie Day and the other dude played.
Charlie Day is fucking annoying, okay?
Yeah.
You don't like Cloudy? Always Sunny?
Yeah, I like him with Sonny. He you need to take him in small doses. That's the only thing.
Yeah, exactly. He is small doses. Where another thing was, I never once believed that anyone lived in this world, because when they get to China or wherever country it fucking was, everybody just casually living their day like it is. Where wouldn't you be in constant fear, not knowing when a fucking monster is just gonna appear and destroy your fucking city and shit?
They were in Korea, because that's how they are. They always in constant fear.
None of them was in constant fear. Like, they were just walking, and then when a monster comes. Holy shit! I would have been in my house all fucking day or whatever shit. Now, granted, they ain't gonna do shit, but people should have been looking on the fucking nervous side like a motherfucker and shit.
Anyway, I was joking too. They were actually they were in Japan, I believe. I want to say they were in Japan.
I don't know where the fuck they was, because I don't give a shit. Fuck this franchise.
Can't believe calling this shit a franchise now. Goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. I will say this: that sequel is probably a fucking.
Yeah, just like the Godzilla sequel would probably be fucking.
Yeah, especially when the director's coming out talking about, I'm going to make it like the last one.
God damn it, man. Seriously,
you know what? That director, when he talked about he wanted to make Godzilla more like Jaws, I'm like, no.
I didn't get that at all.
Who wanted to make it like Jaws? You know, Jaws is Jaws. This is Godzilla.
Thank you. Jaws didn't go up against no other shark creatures.
Jawzilla. You know.
Oh, God, fuck that movie.
I just only want to show him the last 20 minutes because I want to build it up you know, like Aliens and Jaws. I'm like, no, in Aliens and Jaws, you didn't know what to expect because they called Aliens and Jaws.
And that was in the 80s. Times have changed now where we have the technology to do shit. And you can say that last 20 minutes all you want, but that last 20 minutes still going back and forth on human with Aaron Johnson and shit like that, trying to solve a problem that he created in the first fucking place with this goddamn missile. That movie is more insulting that people like it.
Ugh. Fuck that movie, man.
Yeah, fuck that movie, man. That definitely was one of the biggest disappointments of the summer.
Oh, by far. That's my biggest, easily.
Yeah. Oh, that was a huge disappointment and shit. And Pacific Rim 2, Godzilla 2, I hope they just come out the same week or whatever. That way I can just...
Might as well.
But they can both die in the box office.
Yeah, so I can just get it over with that one week or whatever. That's why Pacific Rim got his ass beat by fucking Grown Ups 2.
It did. I remember that weekend.
I loved that weekend. People were talking about, how the hell this happened? I was laughing. I was like, yeah, that's what you fuckers get. That's what you fucking get. Happy about that shit. Stupid ass fucking movie. A lot of women I knew didn't like the movie neither. They were like, their boyfriend dragged them this shit. And they were just like, there was no women in that movie at all, except for the one Asian chick.
Well, guys tend to like big robots. So,
thus why Transformers has $100 million. I like how Transformers is stupid, but Pacific Rim was a goddamn Oscar special effect movie. Okay.
That is the most puzzling shit.
Because it was made by everybody fanboy, you know, everybody loved DL. What's his name?
Guillermo Toro.
Ghetto Bait.
I really think that's just a bandwagon people jumping on now with the Transformers movie. It's just like, I hate Michael Bay. I really don't think they honestly believe that when they say that shit. I think they just go along with the crowd and shit. Because if you can sit up here and talk about it, you care. Because somebody told me, they was just like, you know why I like Pacific Rim more than Transformers? It's because they actually make you care about the characters. And then just looking at him like,
what?
Oh my God. Seriously?
They're the same fucking characters. What are you talking about?
And my thing is, they don't even give Michael Bay a chance. Because look. Me personally, I really did enjoy Pain and Gain.
Yeah.
I thought Pain and Gain was a poor man version of Wolf of Wall Street.
But you know what? For a spring movie, it was the most surprising. As far as being good or whatever and shit. It was a fine movie. Now, granted, would I buy the movie or own anything? No, but if it came on TV, I would watch it over. I wouldn't have a problem seeing it or whatever. But, like the whole Michael Bay thing, whatever, I don't really give a shit about, like, if a director's doing his little stick to it. I know he's going to blow shit up or whatever, but that doesn't mean he can't make a fun movie. What was the, there was a guy that just did a movie this year who had a bad track. Oh, yeah, the dude that did Edge of Tomorrow. I forgot the movies he fucking did, but he has a horrible track record, to be honest.
He's kind of epidemic. He did The Bourne Identity, and then he did Jumper and...
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Whatever. Which, by the way, they're not, like, terrible fucking movies, but they're just like, I could go without seeing these movies, you know?
You know, I try to go into a movie without knowing too much about it or too much about the directors or the writer or the producer or the grip man or the craft service representative. You know, I try to go in there as little knowledge as I can. Uh-huh. Because, you know, you're a human being. We got to have that kind of bias. You know, like, you hear M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, you go like, oh, fuck.
Right.
If you have a track record of it, then yeah, sure, whatever. Then you're going to get, like, you can only give a person so many chances. With Michael Bay, I ain't gave him chances on any other movies. Like, I don't say that shit with his other movies. Now, when it came to Transformers, by the time that third one came out, I was just like, all right, I'm done now. I'm fucking done. With the Transformers shit. But if he was to take another project, he might be fucking succeeding at it, for all I know. Like, I hear a lot of people getting on... I think another reason why I think a lot of people getting on that fucking Ninja Turtles movie is, oh, Michael Bay, oh, shit, just gonna blow up. Whatever shit.
Yep.
Like, oh, my God.
Anyway. He is not M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night, after doing, what, Sixth Sense and after doing...
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. You know, it was definitely a decline.
Oh, yeah.
A definite decline, yeah. I mean, at least with him, at least with Michael Bay.
Shit, talking about Lady in the Water, shit.
Oh, no, that was one of the, that's a decline. That was definitely a decline.
That shit, I still don't get that shit today.
There's only two movies M. Night did that was good. Yeah. Yeah, the two movies that he did was Unbreakable and
Sixth Sense.
Unbreakable and Sixth Sense, and that's it. Those are only two good movies in my wheelhouse. I've seen every other M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, and they're all terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
I didn't even get none because the Lady in the Water was so bad. I remember I went there on opening night. It was so bad. The girl was like, no, I just want to go home.
Damn.
That movie, you know what? Same here. I was making out with this chicken in there. And the next night, I wanted to pay attention to the movie. And I'm just staring at it and was like, I am so lost right now that I have no idea what's going on. I'm confused.
It was one of those movies, like, if you take a girl to go see something crazy, you know she's going to be thinking about you, like, well, who are you? Why are you taking me to this? You don't even know who I am.
That has to be one of the first movies I've ever seen in theater where I wanted to just end it and put a bullet in my head.
I would have did better when I took a date to go see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Don't even compare those two. I mean, but yeah, fuck all that shit because M. Night Shyamalan, whoever was it, Guillermo del Toro. I'm sorry, you can go fuck yourself to specific rim shit.
Gareth Edwards.
Gareth, yeah, definitely. You can go fuck. I'm tired of hearing people say, now give the man some credit. He did want to do it. I was like, yeah, he had a goal, failed completely at it.
Oh God, boy did he. Fuck.
I'm not even gonna give him credit on that because he thinks it's good. So, and you know what? Why shouldn't he? Because he's gotten high ratings on it. People coming out talking about how good it was and shit. I'm just like, okay, goddamn. I swear to God, you see a monster in any movie these days, and people will just, it's either, there's three things. Blood, explosions, monsters, or robots. You see any of those in a fucking movie, and people just freak out and lose their shit and think it's the greatest thing they've ever seen.
I don't understand it. Do not.
Well, you guys want to do another topic, or you want to get into questions now?
Well, about to hit that hour mark, so I think it's time to get into those questions.
Getting some questions now. I was looking at the
stones.
Let's get into some darkness in the ass questions right here. By the way, CJ, a lot of people agree with me and Cody.
I'm good for them.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is 20 times better than.
Oh my God.
You mean, oh, your God. People was texting me talking about, what the fuck is wrong with CJ and Wayne? Oh, Amethyst Chaos, she says, after listening to your conversation, I feel as though atrocity is an understatement. I've seen all three Transformers and not seen the new movie. I know if I had, I would have considered the saga a blight on humanity, or am I overreacting?
No, that's about right.
Right. I like when Wayne said that. Me and Cody was like, what did he just say?
We had that slow reveal to a realization, like, damn, he's right.
Yeah, exactly. Because Wayne was going to defend himself. We were just like, nah, we ain't yelling at you. We just disbelief that that's true. That's a true goddamn statement. This is a goddamn saga now. Oh, my God. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, I'm going with Luke and say Scarlett Johansson is better.
Better? Who are we comparing that to?
Fucking Cameron Diaz and J Lo.
Oh man, of course Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't the question though.
Well, CJ, what the hell you mean? Oh hell yeah, whatever. You gonna sit up there and tell me Cameron Diaz look better than J Lo? Like you confident?
Yeah, I'm gonna say she look better than J Lo, but if you say Scarlett Johansson, I'll go Scarlett Johansson in a heartbeat, man.
That wasn't the question though.
Okay, what's
the question? Was Cameron Diaz or J Lo?
Yeah, but he's throwing Scarlett Johansson
Luke
in there.
Luke threw that in there. Were you not paying attention? All
right. Then I'm still going with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my God.
Because I get the name.
This nigga will do anything to avoid questions. I swear to God. This nigga will never answer a question.
Got that shield up. Oh, shit.
Do you work for Nick Fury?
I'm about to watch that movie, Under Your Skin, with Scarlett Johansson.
Nobody talking shit about that? Okay. Alright, man, whatever. I like how Cody, every time me bring it up, they keep talking about their fucking movie careers and shit. We ain't talking about their fucking careers.
You're like, she was on American Idol, right? Like, yeah, okay. What is I gotta...
Hey, guess what? I don't give a fuck. Hey, you know what? If I was dating her, and as much as I hate American Idol, if she was like, baby, I got an American Idol gig, whatever, should I take it or not? How much they paying? Yeah, fuck yeah, you better take it. The fuck? I don't care if I don't like it or not. You better take that shit. All them extra zeros at the end of that shit. You see how much Simon was getting paid for that shit? Just to tell them, you fucking suck. Yeah, I can do that.
Fox would kick me off, though. Shit, I'd be drinking in there and be like, God damn, that sounded horrible.
Yeah, you talking shit about the old X-Men franchise all day. That's not work.
That bitch looks like Storm from the back. She got to go. Django, the D is silent.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's back.
He says, CJ and Wayne, you guys must like wrinkly old white women. Because Cameron Diaz doesn't hold a candle to J-Lo. Okay, Django, you're the
first. Django says something sensible. I'll be damned.
I'll be goddamn.
He still says something crazy, so there we go.
Cody, you know it's bad when we trust Django more than CJ now. In his
Oh, my God. Are you going to tell me Django is more reliable than CJ?
Django going to come back and start dancing with a horse. So wait till y'all let y'all guard down.
Well, as long as he get reviews up on time, then, yeah, hey, that's fine with me. He can dance with that fucking horse all he wants.
Yeah, he would have the Pony Express.
Right on a motherfucker like Optimus and Grimlock at the end of Transformers. I don't give a fuck.
He says, CJ, CJ, is it because you hang around too many white people that you can't handle the assets of a full-figured woman?
Wow.
Man, that's a breakdown for your ass.
That's a breakdown for your ass. He might be right, Django, because all CJ kept talking about on Saturday was all her brains went to her ass. All her brains went to her ass. Like, man, we ain't talking about her fucking... Okay, God damn you niggas. Y'all done took a simple yes or no question. Or who's going to turn this into...
So goddamn complicated.
Or she's a bitch. I don't like her. It's like...
Her mama owe me money. Fuck her. What?
How you know she a bitch? You don't know her? She might treat you like a king for all you know and shit. Who cares? She a bitch to everybody else. Does she treat her man right?
No.
No.
See, you can answer that question, bro.
Yes, that's all you see.
You got that point of spell on you, so I can't even communicate with you when you like this.
Who, Django or us?
All of you.
Django just asked you a question, bro. Why you can't answer his question? Now you evading his question? You evading the fan question now?
That doesn't make any sense. One, I am not a behind man. Okay? I am a breast man anyway.
You ain't got shit to say. Okay. We never said anything about J-Lo's ass in the first fucking place, okay? I said, who looks better? God damn. Cody, did I ever say anything about the girl's ass?
No, you are specific in what you're asking about. You just say generally who looks better. That's it.
Facial wise, who looks better? God damn, do I gotta put all these details into it?
So CJ put down that vibranium shield and answer the question. Ain't that hard, brother?
It really ain't. You got two questions to answer here.
My Cameron Diaz.
Okay, I'm just gonna agree with Django. I agree completely with
Django. You're right. There.
CJ just like wrinkly old white women.
I do got a little Budapest Hotel going on.
That's because J Lo is too. You're right. He can't handle the asses of that full figured beautiful Latin woman right there. That's what it is. I'm just going. That's the answer, Cody.
Yeah. Let's go. Sure. We'll roll with that. There you go.
Since CJ, you don't want to give an answer. Django just gave you an answer. So.
Hey. Thank you, Django, for answering that question for me. I'm thankful.
Exactly. Now we know why you keep hanging around these wrinkly-ass white women now. Now we know why you keep going to these nerd conventions he don't like and shit. You know what, Django? You are on the side. Who else, Cody, would be at a Doctor Who event?
Don't give two shits about fucking Doctor Who.
The damn show ain't no full-figured black woman. That's a damn show.
There was one that was there. I mean, she probably hated black men, but I'm pretty sure she was there.
She probably was some bony-ass anime lover or something like that. I bet it wasn't a single black or Latin chick up in that motherfucker. It was like straight white in that motherfucker. CJ's like, I can just use that line I use in Australia. You know I'm an American and black, right? I bet you wish your ass got on earlier now, so we wouldn't have to talk about your ass before we start recording.
Nah.
So that was your pickup line in Australia, huh?
Oh, man, that is the greatest.
Oh, he ain't going to answer that question either. Now, Cody, I guess they were right then. People, if you don't know, we got some word when we were talking to Luke and Wayne before CJ finally decided to get his ass on. He was like, his pickup line out there was, hey, you know I'm American, right? Didn't say nothing afterwards. I bet when they walked away, Cody, he probably said, oh, fuck you, bitch. What do you mean?
You ugly bitch. Ain't like you.
I'll declare war on you.
Can't even tell me your name and shit now? Oh, I see how it is.
See, I didn't really give a fuck about you anyway.
Oh, my God. This comes from last week of Seventh is Chaos. She says, so my darkness brothers, who are your favorite asshole characters in movies, TV show, live action, and animated, and games?
Oh, shit. Well, obvious one is Tony Stark. Come on now. Yeah, come on now.
Ain't nobody a bigger asshole than that.
That's basic. That's basic.
I mean, you saw him in Avengers. That motherfucker was talking his ass. I was like, man, he's an asshole. You just want to beat so badly. because every time he talks shit, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's exactly right. I like how Maria Hill and Captain America, all of them was just looking at him like, and then like when he was talking that shit about physics and all that, they were just all sitting there looking like, and he's just like, none of y'all read the reports or anything like that? I'm just like, you can't fuck with him, you know? Batman, that's another one.
Yeah, he's a good point, yeah. Batman could be.
He's an asshole. Okay, regardless.
Classify as an asshole.
I want to stay in the Marvel Universe, and I like Nick Fury. Samuel Jackson and Nick Fury. Because, you know, he knows everything. He knows, and he just chooses not to tell you anything. And
that
he
makes
just,
him an asshole,
just,
though? I think that's all agents.
Yeah, then all Asians in, but definitely Nick Fury, the way he just don't say anything and he sets you up. But he's still looking out for you.
Who did he set up?
Huh?
Who did he set up?
Oh, you remember Captain America 2? You know, he had Captain America go and infiltrate that ship so he can download that program.
Right. He's not exactly setting him up. He just kind of.
I understand that, though, but I'm understanding, like, he's still got an asshole move.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about, though, CJ.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes him an asshole, but okay.
That's okay.
All right.
All right, then I'll show you next week.
I tell you, the best asshole is CJ. That's an asshole.
I'm
not telling you shit. You want to talk about a nigga that ain't telling you shit? That's some ironic shit for your ass or whatever. For you to pick Nick Fury, talking about.
That's why I like him.
He
bald, black.
He don't never tell nobody nothing. He just sends you and do something. Whatever. Sounds so fucking familiar, you know?
That's why I know it. Art imitate life.
As far as video games go, any character from Grand Theft Auto 3 or the Grand Theft Auto series in general.
Yeah, that's a good one. Nothing comes off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, Liquid Snake from Metal Gear. Definitely an asshole.
Oh, I kind of know what. Yeah, you consider Nathan Drake kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's stealing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll put that one up there.
You guys excited for Uncharted 4 or?
Like I said, gameplay first. He's just waking up and walking in the woods and shit. Ain't it? Do it for me.
He's always waking up. Oh, he's always hungover, bleeding. Like, whoa, what the hell happened? Why there's a deal right here? What?
I think we talked about that though. But they got new writers on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Because there was like a lot of shakeups at Naughty Dog. Because they went, they fired actors and like the director.
What?
And, yeah.
I just want them to retire Sullivan. I don't want them to kill him. Because I think
you know
be
they work
cheap.
For, Cody, right? Naughty Dog works for, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Well, then there you go. You get your answer right.
Yeah.
I think I told you now. There's been some shake-up of video game development at that place.
Okay. They're falling right into place.
Yeah. Where
are
we at? What you got, CJ?
No, I was just talking about Sullivan. I just really hope on the fourth one they don't kill him. They just really have him retire. Just let him, leave him alone. I hate when they just like a character, especially a really, really old character, and they pull him in on the fourth or fifth or whatever game, and then they kill him. You know, I'm like, don't kill him. Just let him retire. Let him go somewhere else. Just let him be safe somewhere else.
You know? Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't need them to kill him, Sullivan. They try to kill him like four times in all the other series.
My favorite assholes are people who are honest. And the quotes of a man, well, not even quote him, whatever. But my favorite asshole in life, period, I wish he wouldn't have went away because I kind of miss his assholiness of this company. Don Matrix. I don't know fuck like Don Matrix does, baby.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? I kind of appreciate him not giving a fuck neither, because all these big companies, they come out here and tell you these bullshit-ass lies. We just saw one on Paramount right now, whatever, tell you these bullshit-ass lies. Don Matrix just came out and told you, hey, this is what the deal is. You either like it or you don't like it. Fuck you if you don't like it.
Hey, if you don't like it, stick with the old shit.
Hey, that's what he said, right?
Basically.
Then, like, you got all these other companies just saying, I mean, of course, companies ain't never going to say that because that's bad business move, whatever, but I kind of appreciate that honesty. And like, you know what? If I don't like it, then he's right. So I like a salesman to be honest with me, you know? Am I right, CJ? You know about salesmanship. That's one of the best salesmen, is someone that's going to be honest with you when you're purchasing your product, right?
Right. You tell them what they need to know.
Exactly. Because look at other companies that ain't telling that was telling other stories or whatever. They don't seem to be doing too very well right about now.
No, all companies lie anyway. That's what I was, you know, such thing as an honest company is a company not in business.
That is true, because as many people was calling Microsoft assholes and shit like that, whatever. The day that the PS4 launched, Sony was getting complaint calls and shit like that, and they were handling it in the most assholeish way ever. A lot of people will see that, and a lot of people from Sony ain't going to tell you that happened or whatever. So like CJ said, all these companies are assholes. It's just,
I mean, look,
it's funny to see one actually come out and tell you they assholes.
Right, and you know, Microsoft, they changed, they tuned real quick when they were trying to be an asshole about it. Like, you ain't got the internet? Man. Fuck you.
I like Microsoft on that fact that they came out and said that they assholes, and the fact that they actually can listen to the fans at the same time, whatever. Now, granted, I don't really give a shit about listening to fans. I don't give a shit about my preferences. I ain't gonna lie. Because you know why? Because I'm an asshole. So if it doesn't suit my preferences, then fuck them. You know what? I do got internet. So fuck the rest of you that don't have it.
Coming from a straight asshole, what do you know?
I'm working for the wrong company. I like their business model over there. Fuck them. That should be a tagline to everything now. If you don't like it, fuck it. Hey, you people sit up here and tell me, oh, Transformers is the worst franchise ever. $100 million, tell me different. So, like Michael Bay said, fuck them. You don't see it anyway.
He pretty much said, yeah.
That's some shit. Oh, yeah. Holly, she says, CJ and P1, will you two be doing another Hobbit review at the end of the year? Also, are you looking forward to it? If it makes you feel any better, this one may have more action. Holly, you can go fuck yourself.
I just looked at it, too, and the name of it coming out December of this year. And they call it, like, The Hobbit, The Battle, or some bullshit.
I forgot what that shit's called. It's called
The Battle of More Boring-Ass Shit. How about that?
Yes.
That's what they can call that shit.
God, that could be our reunion episode, I guess.
Oh, shit.
God,
I'll probably let y'all two do that one. The old times.
I'm going to definitely get shit faced.
I realize I really hate that franchise. I'm sorry. They make those movies for the fans.
You know, I don't even hate the Hobbit franchise, but I understand why everybody fucking spits venom towards it. Like, I completely get it.
They don't do nothing different with those movies as far as making it for a general audience. They make it straight for people that might like the book or might not like it or whatever. So I'm just like, that's not your intentions when you're making a movie.
Right, and Peter Jackson needs to stay away from this book adaptation.
Fucking really does. He needs to hire a fucking editor, too.
Man, because I saw that movie, the Lonely Boner, or The Lonely Bones, or whatever you call it.
The Lonely Boner.
I don't know what I was watching with that. I'm like, oh,
wow.
She's a ghost rape girl.
I'm typing that in.
I don't know what she was doing, man. But it was like it was an adaptation of the book. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait, why did the mother leave? How do they know that the kid died? How do they know the neighbor did? Okay, whatever.
I called the Lonely Boner.
Damn. This is my Lonely Boner. That's actually a song. Oh, that's a song.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Matter of fact, it's in the Urban Dictionary, too. Let me go ahead and tell you what this means. The Lonely Boner says, a person that has no life, friends, and especially girlfriend who sits at home with nothing to do other than sit at home and beat off all the time. Where would I be without college? I wouldn't have friends. I wouldn't have a girlfriend. I would be the lonely boner that sits at home and jacks off all the time.
What the hell?
Oh, okay.
A lonely boner, right on.
You got a second definite. Lonely boner refers to a virgin or someone who has been without sexual activity. Also, Dread 2.0. The lonely boner.
May Satan rest your soul.
He's a dead boner now.
Ever so peacefully.
He is a dead boner.
He a dead boner now. Oh, he getting fucked now. He getting fucked with that devil dick right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I should say that scene from South Park, yeah.
Saddam Hussein fucking him. Oh,
hey, guy, I heard you like to kill people out there, huh? You don't have had no sex. I'll give you some sex right here, big boy.
Oh, shit. Daryl, he says, I like Iron Man 3, but not in love with it. But, Cody, you make it sound like it was a horrible movie.
You make it sound like it was better than Superman. Or Superman was better than it.
The acting and action scenes were pretty amazing, and the movie moved along pretty well. That don't make any damn sense. As far as directing goes, I think Shane Black did a pretty good job, much better than your boy Zack Snyder did on Mask. With Shane Black doing for The Predator, do you guys want to see a straight remake or something new?
Okay, Daryl. Okay, let me set you straight real quick.
That's your question then first,
though. Yeah, it pretty much is. yes, I think Iron Man 3 is a terrible fucking movie. It's horrific. I fucking hate it with a passion. Like, if you like
Sam, that's too crazy, man. It's not that fucking horrible.
I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. I'm not trying to convince anybody otherwise. That's great. That's great.
No, we're trying to understand where your hatred though comes. Like, what did it do to piss you off?
I'm not gonna go over it again. I talked them into
that. Were you that little boy that got turned down from that episode or that movie?
No,
I understand your problem, but when you say, hey, you make it sound like it's the worst movie you ever seen.
It's up there for me.
Jesus Christ. So you think The Hobbit is better than an Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
No, Superman.
Anyway, as far as a better job than Zack Snyder, they both pretty much fucked up to me, so they're both in the same.
Oh my God.
I'm concerned. Both those movies are pretty much on the same level. As, like, honestly.
Oh, my God,
opinion, those movies are on the same exact level for me.
No.
For me. Let me say that one more time. For me.
I ain't saying no to what you say. I'm saying no to the I'm still on that shit.
People are trying to think I'm trying to convince them otherwise. That's not the case.
Yeah, oh, my God. He didn't say he was convincing anybody. He just said you make it sound like it's a horrible, like it's the worst movie you've ever seen.
To me, it is.
So he's not saying you convince anyone. The word convince never came up, whatever. He just said you make it sound as if horrible. So he's asking you, do you really think it's that horrible?
Yes. What? Think I'm lying? No. The fuck?
I would think you are to make a comparison to The Hobbit. That's blasphemy right there, because The Hobbit is a fucking piece of garbage.
I know. And like I said before, I understand why people hate that movie. I get it.
Because it's boring.
Yes. That's
matter of fact, there's not one likable character in that whole fucking movie.
That's cool. That's great. Anyway, now I have to change
bags. They're all dicks. They're not even likable dicks, neither. Like the lovable Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man 3.
Okay. Anyway, on to Shane Black with the Predator thing. Apparently, it's actually a sequel, so he came out and said that.
Oh, did he?
So that makes much more sense to me.
So it's a sequel to Adrian Brody's Predator?
He just said it's a sequel, so I don't know if it's that's to the original Predator or what. So.
Oh, okay.
They're going to have Danny Glover back.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
But, I'm looking forward to see what he could do with this. Like, I wasn't thrilled with what he did with the previous property. But, if he can insert some cool to that, then great. We'll see how see what happens with that.
Yeah, I'd rather see something new, too. I wouldn't want to see a straight-for-straight shot or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear lines repeated from different actors and shit. I know. Less capable actors at that, too.
Right.
What am I talking about? Less capable guy. There wasn't no real actors in that first one, so. For real actors. What the fuck am I talking about? Like Schwarzenegger's a real actor. Come on.
Shit. He was just a joke that went on too long.
Yeah, exactly. That motherfucking joke is still going on, too. It's been 20 goddamn years. That joke's still going on. Alex Ling, he says. Yeah, I watched that second Ninja Turtles trailer and it looked okay. What? Why do you think people are giving it so much hate right now?
Their pussy's itching. I don't know.
Like I said, I can't really see things from their point of view because I was never a TMNT fan. But looking at it from the outside, I don't see how this is such a fucking omen to them or whatever.
But I'm just going to say Michael Bay's name attached to it.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
See, and look, Michael Bay hasn't hurt me like M. Night Shyamalan. Like when M. Night Shyamalan, he's supposed to be doing what, Avatar 2?
Supposedly.
That's not official yet, right?
No. It's official that if they do make it, it'll be directed, but it's not official that it will be made. So.
Oh, my God.
So he's really passionate about it. He might even get a green light.
Why? He shouldn't be. I'm surprised that children hasn't disowned him. Daddy, why you rape this movie?
I've only seen a couple of episodes of that show, but I can tell you from watching that movie, he didn't capture a goddamn thing of what that movie. Now, for the turtles, there ain't really shit to capture about them. I mean, the only thing you need to fucking capture about them is they know martial arts. And I think Megan Fox summed that up or whatever. She's like, are they aliens or turtles? They're turtles. What else do you know about them? They know martial arts. And I'm like, there you go. Ain't nothing else to them motherfuckers. CJ, you've probably seen more than I have. Is there anything else to these fucking turtles?
No, pretty much not.
Okay, no. Shit. Do people really want to hear them say cowabunga and shit like that? I mean, seriously, are we really going to go through that?
And it's not the first Turtles movie since 2000. Back in the 2000s, they had a random. I'm talking about a random ass turtle movie.
Talking about that animated one.
Yeah, it was that came out. That had nothing to do with any. It had nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Okay, because there was actually a Fox Kids show that was on, and it had nothing to do with it. They had Shredder daughter come on. I'm like, I didn't know Shredder had a daughter. They had some random ass villain.
I'm telling it you like right now. I'll tell you because it got mainstream now, and Michael Bay is attached to it. That's the only fucking reason why.
Man, these turtle fans should be happy that somebody got their the turtles out there.
Hey, let me tell you one thing. Because Michael Bay did a lot of producing last year as well. Most of the movies he produced, you barely see what the fuck he's done in them. I don't think Michael Bay gives a shit about producing, nor does he does anything, if anything. I think they just attached his name to produce it just so they can have a name attached to it.
He's like a bank for movies.
Exactly. So I don't know why people are getting revved up about Michael Bay even doing it. I bet Michael Bay is like, I don't give a fuck about that movie. I got my baby right here. I need to bank with this motherfucker right now. I'm banking straight to the bank with this shit.
At least with Michael Bay, you're not really, really bored. I mean, you may have been bored in some of his movies, but he at least got something going on. At least some kind of action, some type of something.
But see, compared to Transformers and the Turtles, I'm actually interested in seeing the Turtles over Transform because I've seen three of his Transformers or movies already. I know what they look like.
That's a good point.
With the Turtles, I don't give a fuck about the Turtles, and from that trailer, this looks like the most interesting thing I've seen of them ever. So it doesn't look like the property. It looks like it's just a movie.
goddamn it, shit, and they need to be different, okay? It looks like it's just a movie, a summer action movie, okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Well, stop bitching about this nigga not being Asian in this fucking movie. Hearing that shit. Alex Ling, he says, we just answered. Deborah Albert, she says, Gary Oldman issued an apology about offending people, even though his argument was about being offended so easily. Talk about the irony in that. Do you guys think his apology was sincere, or was he just saying it to please everyone and keep his fans loyal to him in Hollywood?
Hey, he should say, fuck you guys.
Yeah, really? He's trying to save his ass. That's pretty much it. Come on now.
Yeah, every actor and director does that shit when they say some shit, and then next note they get it. I swear, every time an actor or someone say something, you know that notice that they're on a talk show the very next day.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's almost as if their PR agent said, "No, you didn't just say that. Okay, I got to call Letterman now."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, DeFranco? You send your penis to this underage girl? God damn!
We got
to
get you on CNN.
Yeah. Go on, Regis and Kelly.
That's how you issue your apology or whatever. Here's cue cards. He was like, but I believe what I say. Look, Gary, here's fucking cue cards. Memorize them and just fucking eat them, okay?
Yeah.
You got a fucking movie coming out. We don't need you saying shit like this.
You should have just stuck by it, because half of the people are not even going to hear it. Or half the people don't even care.
I would have respected him more. Actually, like I said, it goes back to that asshole thing. I would respect him more that he stuck by what he said.
Yeah, that's true.
I like how you said issue apology. That's a good one, Deborah, though. Issue apology about offending people, even though he was talking about people being offended so easily. You know he didn't mean that apology. That apology came straight out of some PR's mouth or whatever. Oh, I like how actors always get caught. Gary Oldman is how old? That nigga's in his 50s. I'm talking about. I do realize that I'm an actor, and I have lots of fans that depend on me and shit. It's like, you just now realize that? Come on now. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, funny enough, I did see that school dance trailer, and my first thoughts are, fuck this shit. And walked away from the screen. Also, P1, glad to see you're enjoying Attack on Titan. Excuse me. Personally, I do recommend the English dub when you get to it. And you and CJ did hit the nail on the head about people bitching about English, around English anime dubs, which does get on my goddamn nerves.
Right. Like, who are you to care that what they're saying? I mean, I enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can find some, you know, I'm just an impatient person, so I got to watch the Japanese subtitles. And I want to see the episodes. I don't want to wait for the English.
I ain't gonna lie. People that should be Japanese dubbed or something like that. Some of the shit they be saying don't make any goddamn sense sometimes. They be like, they getting ready to battle or whatever, and they have a long-ass conversation, and the words that they be saying just be looking at and be like, are they praying? Or what were they doing? So, if you can switch to an English dub and make it make sense to my form of communication, then I'd be perfectly fine with that. Because I finally finished the season or whatever and shit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, which is a fucking... Goddamn, I got a lot more questions.
That female titan, don't you? Man.
Female titan is a... Man, that was a... But I knew who it was going into it, but man, that was
a
badass fight too at the end, but kind of pissed me off because now I ain't got nothing to watch on it, and are they making a season two? Because that was the first thing I did when I ended up, when I looked on my phone, it was just like, Attack on Titan season two. Where the fuck are you?
So you gotta be careful not to hurt yourself too, because either you're gonna be patient for season two, or you're gonna start reading the manga, and the manga just gets ridiculously crazy.
I heard that the season two is supposed to be coming out. Well, it's July this year.
I thought it was September.
A lot of people were saying that those were rumors, but I looked on like multiple pages, kept saying July 2014 and shit, and then. Someone came out on a YouTube page saying that, oh, that's just a rumor. It's coming out July 2015.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Because the Japanese, they release a lot of their new shows or new seasons in the spring to summer. So if it didn't come out around this time, I mean, if it doesn't come out before the end of the summer, it's not coming out this year. It'll come out next year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can wait that goddamn long. Oops.
You have to be careful reading that book. I mean, reading the manga, because it just start getting a little bit too convoluted, and you just like, you know what? I'd rather hear this in English.
They were making movies out of them, and the movie was going to come out before season two, and it was an animated movie.
They did make the last two episodes, like I think episode 26 and 25 or 26
and 27. I think that's what Cody was just saying by September, because I was hearing something that was saying that they were releasing those back in theaters around that time, whatever.
Right, right, and that's where the movies came in. But you don't even know.
I kind of want to do, but I kind of not want to even fucking think about it at this point, because that ending of the season one, I was just like, well, fuck, that don't clear up every goddamn thing.
It doesn't. And the thing about the manga is, like, every time you read it, it comes out once a month.
Yeah.
And then you read it, and they open, like, 20 more questions, and then they only answer one and a half.
Yeah, I got a shitload of questions, and one of them mainly is, so we're going to end it on the female titan? What about the armored titan and the giant titan? All that?
Let's keep on. Keep on going, man. Just reading that question.
I love Attack on Titan. It was definitely a good ending to it, too. And what's that, Mikasa? That's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck the
chest. She do anything for her man.
Goddamn right. I like that shit. She's like, I'll murder him. She was fucking, I don't know, what's the lazy-eyed colonel they got?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The lazy-eyed colonel.
Yeah, the short one or whatever, the one that got injured at the end, hurt his leg.
Levi,
yeah. Man, that nigga, when he took down the female titan, oh, shit. That is a bad motherfucker, dude. I was like, you know what? Don't talk shit to this dude. He moves so goddamn quick. Even Mikasa was like, God damn.
Yeah, I love that you said he had a lazy eye. I'm like, who the hell are you talking
about? Lazy eye.
He's just Asian. He's just Asian, okay?
You know, he looks like a goddamn hey, bro. He looks like fucking Snuffleupagus or whatever from Hey, bro.
Oh, do you like it the way he did, like, that song, the Hitchhog Spin,
yeah,
up the arm of the titan?
That's what I'm talking about. He took that. I was like, man, y'all don't need Aaron. Aaron is a bitch, okay? Y'all got Levi, dude.
Pretty much. He always getting whooped.
I ain't gonna lie, Aaron was getting on my goddamn nerves, though. He was, okay, people, one problem I had is a lot of motherfuckers just shouting and shit. And Aaron just, he's the top of the class of shouting and shit. And he gets his ass handed to him every time. I have not seen him
every
once
time.
In 25 of them episodes or 26, I don't know what it is, do anything that I was just like, hey, whoop that dude's ass. There you go.
He got whooped so many times that he's still getting whooped. I'm like, you're the only one who can transform into a titan. And you getting whooped.
And you get your ass kicked still. Shit. Man, fucking grow a sack, dude. Shit.
Play all that dramatic music in the background, too, you know.
Yeah, because they pumped that first fight up with the females. And I was like, he going to beat that titan's ass or whatever and shit. And then he gets his ass hit. I'm just like, all right, man, what are you good for? Dude, like, if anything, you just causing more property damage. Why is Levi, Captain Levi putting this much hope and shit into you? He should put it in himself.
I know. Even in the forest episode, there was a forest episode when they were like, hey, no, we don't need to transform, just stick to the plan. And then
they spent like a whole episode of him just like, oh, no, I can't. I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up and listen to your orders, all right? Shit. Damn. Hey, that episode was really when he got on my nerves, though.
But that booty on that female titan. Right. There's a whole bunch of Vine memes out there.
I know you ain't talking about ass right now after we didn't talk about Jennifer Lopez. Come on, man.
I want a real giant ass.
You gonna tell me her ass is nice, but you gonna sit up here and talk shit about your... Okay, man. I ain't never gonna know what you like. Jesus Christ, you was the most complicated yet simplest nigga I know, I swear.
Jennifer Lopez ain't animated. Something like that.
You'd be surprised. All that Latin ass on her. Oh, oh wait, I don't know if that's positive. I don't know if that's positive or negative. Never mind. Shut up.
She's gonna bite her booty and then turn into a titan.
She's gonna turn into a transformer. Her ass will say eow, eow, eow. Leia, he says, or she, all I know. News of the site, but for about 2 weeks now, me and all my girlfriends. It is a lady. Ooh. All listened to the past couple of podcasts listed. Don't know if you guys will read this, but was also wondering if you guys had Facebook or Twitter. Also, which one do you use the most?
have all that shit.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
So. Yeah. Twitter, don't you, nigga?
I have Twitter, but I don't really know how to really use Twitter. Oh. I mean, I see Animus Chaos. She's always posting some good stuff. Like, she posted that old Dracula Darkness, Dracula's Into the Darkness, or whatever.
Oh, you know, I saw a poster of that shit somewhere, and I was going to tell you guys. I was like, lawsuit. These motherfuckers making a movie.
Yeah, I just saw the trailer. I'm like, Dracula in the Darkness.
Like, yeah, they got it right by Warner Brothers Studios. Big-ass poster and shit like that. I was like, motherfuckers. I got all of that. I got Google Plus, Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. I use Twitter more.
Yes.
One time I use Facebook really is to post podcasts. I use Twitter for every damn thing, drink wise, food wise, all that shit, whatever. Google Plus, I'm trying to get into. It's just Google Plus won't let you get into it.
It won't. And then you it's like you're in a house, a mansion by yourself. Like, hello?
Yeah, it really is. Like, you're trying to knock on wood and nobody's knocking back at you, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like it, but
right,
it ain't.
It's just lonely.
Yeah,
it's just lonely.
It's
in
like, it's like Google just threw it out there and say, well, it's here. If you want to fucking use it, go ahead. It's almost like the PS Vita for Google.
Ah.
You can utilize it if you like to. I mean, it's got some great integration with these other Google things, whatever. It's like something with the PS4, but you don't really have to use this shit. We just threw it out there to say, fuck it, we got something like that. So yeah. But I use Twitter.
Yeah, go ahead and send us a like or a request. We will definitely hit you up.
Yeah, I'm Russell on both, even though I really don't use both that much. If you want to friend me, Cody Williams, and on Twitter, I'm Cody Williams on Facebook, and on Twitter, I'm Cody W. So, there you go.
You better give that out, man. You famous now. You internet celebrity now. You better get that out. Oh, well, you was already famous. You was my fucking, well, it's Michael Ealy for the longest, so. Yeah, so you famous now. You got to start using that more now, Cody. You got to start tweeting to all the people out there, telling them how long it took you to take a shit, you know? Tell them what you ate for breakfast this morning, you know? Shit like that.
The wonders of social media.
Yeah, exactly. I've been posting a lot of my alcohol, my wine tasting events and shit like that, whatever and stuff. And I've been getting a lot of fucking followers lately about wine and alcohol. So, you know, hey, I'm very happy about that. So,
yeah.
Belvedere Vodka follows me now.
Isn't your Twitter tag on the website itself, like on the side or some shit like that?
Yes, it is, all the way down at the bottom. I'll put you guys up there. I'll do that tonight then. If you go all the way down, just follow us on Twitter. You'll see me at Movie Spoiler Pod. If you want to find me on Facebook, just facebook.com/ Movie Spoilers Podcast. And I probably should start saying that now on air. It's because we're getting a lot of these new listeners and shit. So you. I kind of thought it was just, like, obvious since, like Cody just said, like, I got these little star widgets that just pop up where on the side. You just click on them and it takes you to the link, but a lot of people keep asking me that, so apparently nobody paying attention to that shit. So, but, Leia, welcome to the site. Hope you enjoy all this darkness.
Welcome.
Cody's the one you want to talk to because he's the finest out of three of us, so. Their girlfriends will send them a tweet too while you're at it, you know, and photos too.
Now you guys gotta watch out though. You don't want to get stabbed by that the girl of steel.
Oh, woman of steel. Oh shit, yeah.
I'm gonna come home and you're gonna see Cody with like a kryptonite blade in his ass.
Yeah, so,
you
know, so yeah,
want to see none of that.
All you lovely ladies, if you're pretty, you contact Cody at Cody W.
And don't even fucking.
And that's Cody with a K too, so don't fuck that up. Because if you find, you just type in with the K, you'll find him right away. And that's Cody Williams on Facebook. Okay, so you just
that motherfucker already said that.
I know. I'm saying it for you, just so the lovely ladies out here can know where to hit you up at. Trying to do you a favor, nigga. Make sure you pass one to CJ too, so that way he can be late and it'll just ruin all of our fan base.
That CJ, that calendar.
And a fucking watch.
Be
get you a fucking smartwatch out that too. So
I am. I'm gonna get that Motorola 360 watch.
Okay, don't get no fucking busted Motorola one. Who the fuck still has Motorola still even exists?
Man, don't talk bad about that Motorola watch. That watch is badass.
That's some typical Ohio shit, man. I swear. Oh, you still?
All right. Well, next question. What's in this?
Motorola still in business?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's Google.
Okay. All right. Google don't even have faith in that shit. They treat that shit like Google Plus. Lance Garrison, he says, with DC's latest trend of bad live action and animated films, are you guys excited for the next animated Justice League, which, by the way, is a sequel to Justice League War, titled Justice League Throne of Atlantis? Starring Cody's second favorite superhero, Aquaman.
What?
Love Aquaman. Remember we had that talk? You told me he could do so much, right?
Here we go. I'm going to put this on me now. Really?
He can do so much, can't he, Cody?
Really?
You told me how one time you read this book where this bank was getting robbed and he couldn't do anything because it wasn't in the water? So he kind of just stood there and watched.
He threw a flying fish at him from a distance.
He grilled some fish one time and Justice League got stuck in the space station. And he grilled some fish for him. You told me he did that.
Oh man, Aquaman's
the most fucking useless character.
People keep trying to tell us that it's gonna change, that Aquaman gonna change, and all our opinions gonna change.
Like,
so.
What can you change of him though? Like
I said, man, sea monsters.
Man, okay.
It'll be cool.
Set this franchise in this universe up to be realistic. They can't just throw some random ass sea fucking monsters in.
I mean, they could because, you know, they say we haven't really explored the depth of the sea. So, technically, they could.
They got fucking aliens in the movie, so they throw that realism shit out the window once they put that in there.
We're alien fish.
Throne of Atlantis. I can't wait for that to come out. Yeah. That can be my pick for the next Darkness. Oh, wait, never mind. CJ, that's all on you now. Darkness of the movie. I don't know what the fuck you doing. Shit. Last question I got here from Monica before we wrap things up. It says, it's not really that big of a deal, but what do you guys think of Robin Thicke's new album titled Paula? I find it sad, funny, and just utter desperation. Do you think we are witnessing another Dread 2.0 in the making? You know, every time I'm on the internet and I just go to like Google News or anything, you see the entertainment section, and you just see Robin Thicke looking down on the ground and shit all sad and shit. I'm just like, damn, dude, this dude, you cheer the fuck up? Now, granted, I understand why he's crying, because Paula Patton, that's some fine-ass black woman right there. I mean, I'd cry over that, too. Shit, I'd be like, Paula, come back, baby. I fucked up. I can fix it.
If I was Alan Thicke, I would have totally stayed out. You know,
you
after
say
the
Alan Thicke? What
is his name? Robert Thicke?
Okay, goddamn.
How about his dad?
Oh, Alan. If I was Robert Thicke, I should say, I would have just retired after that hit last year. Because he had the nerve to go and sue Marvin Gaye family. Like, how are you going to sue a dead man?
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah. He said that they, since he was inspired by his dad's song, he wanted to sue them because they were going to sue him for copyright infringement. So he preemptively sued them first, or tried to. How are you going to sue... okay, whatever.
I didn't watch none of his performances. Apparently, he did songs off this new album, but people was just like, they said people was just quiet in the audience or whatever, just looking at him like, nigga, get over it. Like, nigga, she gone. And you titling your album after her, has she contacted you yet? So what does that tell you?
People already call him a rapist and everything after What rhyme will hug me? Hey, hey, hey. Don't drug me? Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, bullshit song.
I mean, I thought you had a movie coming out. When's that Beetlejuice movie supposed to come out? Why is he worried about this?
Stupid.
I'm just saying. Shit.
He wants to be grinding with a chicken.
Wait a minute. A chicken you probably fuck. Wait, didn't I ask you this question last week, Miley Cyrus, and you hesitated? So.
Yeah, he did kind of hesitate, didn't he?
Yeah, you did hesitate. Well, what was your answer on that, CJ, by the way?
What answer?
Miley Cyrus or J-Lo, what was your answer on that?
I don't know if I answer that, but
answer right now.
I saw this weird video that made her look like Justin Bieber.
No, answer that question right now. I want to hear it.
I'm just gonna shoot my penis at this point.
Oh my god!
Because she does look like Justin Bieber, so I don't want no part of that.
Wow.
Whatever, nigga. Okay, man. Well, damn, people. Your next question in the comments, I want you to put in what you think the type of women CJ is into. I cannot pinpoint.
Oh, my God.
But, oh.
This dude would rather shoot his penis off and choose between J-Lo and Miley Cyrus.
You're like, what the
kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
So you may tell me you'll sit up at a Doctor Who event where that you don't even like with some possible girl that ain't even going to give you some pussy that looks nowhere near as gorgeous as Jennifer Lopez. But if you had a choice between Jennifer, you would rather shoot your dick off.
Am I hearing this shit right now?
Dude is fucking with us now. Okay.
All right, everybody, that's the darkness. Make an email to the darkness and go to the Movie Fandango to get your tickets for the new Planet of the Apes movie this week.
CJ.
So thank you for listening to the darkness.
Okay, when I said we should start putting our Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff out, I meant to say me and Cody, not you, CJ, because you seem to just fuck that up every week. Then when you put Movie Fandango, what the fuck is that?
It's the little ad that's in the right hand.
I don't think it's called Movie Fandango.
It just says Fandango, CJ. I don't see any movie on that shit.
Jesus Christ. People, I was about to say like CJ said, but he didn't say a goddamn thing. So, yeah, people, go to moviesportspodcast.com so you can listen to all these great podcasts that me and Cody does. And then CJ will sometimes fucking make his appearance rare. Or if you don't hear it, it's because CJ don't send shit. So, and you will get all the latest in. Like Cody said, you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook. You can follow CJ at. Personally, I don't know what the fuck CJ's handle is. It's Lay OJ or whatever, some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like Lee Lou Joe.
What?
if you add P1 as a friend on Twitter, I'll find you. If you want me to.
After this week, I don't think they want you. You know what? You might get more followers than me and Cody. People trying to see what your baby looks like, so they might just add you just for the fuck.
You know.
They're trying to figure out you completely. Like, what the fuck is up with this dude?
Whenever I have one, I'll let you know.
I gotta follow this motherfucker.
That dude is a Martian. He crazy. That J-Lo, man. Come on, man. Shit. Well, people, I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And me and Cody are both confused, so we gonna call it a night, y'all. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, you beautiful bastards.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness. When the darkness comes.